This week on Foamcast Radio, there's a hazardous leak of an old favorite with a new paint job. I give you my tactical analysis of a twisted new Dart Zone blaster. I have your requisition recon and battle space intel as usual. And Brian Sturtevant is back in the war room to talk Nexus Pro and the future of the Dart Zone Pro line.
Listen up and load up. It's time for the biggest podcast in the world dedicated to foam blaster toys. News, reviews, events, and more. And now, recording from the broadcast bunker, it's Ben Anderson, the host of Foamcast Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Foamcast Radio. A quick sit rep before we get going. The Foam Patrol vehicle is still in the shop. Apparently the transmission has to be repaired. Here's a fun fact. Did you know that electric vehicles don't have transmissions? Another reason I cannot wait to upgrade someday to an electric Foam Patrol vehicle. Speaking of the Foam Patrol, I don't have any new Foam Patrol officers to shout out this week, but I do need to shout out the existing Foam Patrol officers. These are people who support the podcast with $10 a month or more. Armored Nerf, Chris Davis, and Nick Peterson. By the way, they all just got shipped an exclusive Foam Patrol badge sticker that's not available anywhere else. You can join the Foam Patrol and get your own shout-out in the episode by going to patreon.com/foamcastradio. Alright, let's get into the StratCom. Recently, a leak was posted of the Nerf Zombie Strike Hammershot Caution. This blaster is functionally exactly like the original Hammershot. Sorry, no performance upgrades. It's a hammer-primed Springer revolver with a 5-dart cylinder. What's different about it is the new version comes in a black and yellow striped color scheme, and the fake leather wrap on the handle is painted yellow as well. This blaster will be an Amazon exclusive, and we don't know the price or the release date yet. Foamcast Radio is supported by Blaster Wraps. I love modding blasters, and making them look unique can be so much fun. But painting takes a long time, a lot of sanding, and a clean and dust-free environment. Hydro-dipping makes patterns possible, but takes a lot of skill and practice to get right. That's why I'm so excited about Blaster Wraps. These cool adhesive vinyl skins are custom created for popular blasters and available in hundreds of cool designs. From your favorite camo pattern to fun animal prints, even food patterns, and so much more. For a limited time, my listeners can get 20% off their order of any Blaster Wraps product by visiting foamcastradio.com/wraps and using the coupon code FOAMCAST at checkout. Customizing your blasters has never been so easy. Get your Blaster Wraps today at foamcastradio.com/wraps and be sure to use the coupon code FOAMCAST at checkout for your exclusive discount. Thanks to Blaster Wraps for supporting Foamcast Radio. Okay, everybody, I've got a ton of awesome blasters to do tactical analyses of, but I decided for this episode I'd start with the Dart Zone Corner Fire. This is a semi-auto flywheel-powered revolver blaster with a 10-dart cylinder. The blaster has no stock, but there is an integrated fake scope and a removable front sight. More on those later. To spin up the flywheels, it does feature a rev trigger, and it's powered by 6 AA batteries. It's priced at $25, and it's available now as a Target exclusive. What makes this blaster unique is that pressing a trigger on the foregrip unlocks an internal mechanism that lets you twist the foregrip, which turns the front end of the blaster, including the pusher, cylinder, and flywheels, almost 90 degrees either left or right. A mirror inside the scope rotates so that you can still see a sight picture and fire at a target from around a corner. Alright, let's talk about ergonomics. This blaster is pretty front heavy, but the foregrip is placed well to help balance this out. Still, I would have preferred to at least have a stock attachment point so that maybe I could put the stock from the Villainator on it, for example, even if it didn't come with a stock in the box. The grips are really comfortable, although the rev trigger is a little bit too big and ends up getting underneath your ring finger. The blaster does have a bunch of different sling points, with the most useful one being just above the grip on the very back of the blaster, perfect for a single point sling. Alright, on to aesthetics. The corner fire also looks very front heavy, but not too weird. but it definitely could have stood to have a couple of inches taken off the barrel. I also definitely prefer to use it with the front sight removed, which, by the way, is compatible with the other recent Dart Zone blasters that feature attachment rails, the Villainator and the Spectrum. Now let's talk functionality. The mirror inside the scope actually works fairly well, unlike the fake foil mirrors used in a lot of toys like the Nerf Rebel Corner Sight. In practice, you can actually see the target, although the front sight doesn't do much to help you aim, which is why I like to take it off. All the mechanisms seem to work very well and very smoothly with no jams or malfunctions. Interestingly, the twisting foregrip snaps to several different positions, but because of the way the mirror in the scope works, it only works as designed when twisted all the way to the left, or all the way to the right, or locked in the center. One cool thing to note is that the cylinder can be popped out for reloading, or just to swap in a fully loaded cylinder, although I doubt they will ever sell cylinders on their own. Let's talk about performance. I haven't put it over a chronograph yet, but it has the same flywheel setup as the Adventure Force Spectrum, so I expect similar results, around 90 feet per second. In stock blasters, more batteries generally means higher velocity, and just like the Spectrum, the Cornerfire has 6 AA batteries, as opposed to the 4 we're used to in blasters like the Strife. Let's talk about moddability. The Cornerfire has a very large battery compartment, which will be great for fitting a LiPo and might make an extended battery door unnecessary. Another mod I would suggest is minimization of the front end, which is definitely possible. There is a trigger lock as well as an ammo blocker, and both are easily removed. Rewiring and swapping out the motors shouldn't be a problem, although I personally haven't had a chance to do this yet. In conclusion, the twisting is fun, but you probably won't use it much in an actual battle. But even without this, it's still a perfectly competent semi-auto blaster, and if you like flywheels but don't like mags, this is definitely an option to consider. I like seeing interesting ideas done right for a change, and I look forward to more cool concepts like this from Dart Zone in the future. Okay, it's time to get into your requisition recon. At Amazon, the Nerf Zombie Strike Scavenger, originally $50, is marked down to $28. At both Walmart and Target, the Nerf Zombie Strike Revoltinator, originally $50, is marked down to $30. Over at Target, the Nerf Doomlands Impact Zone Longarm, originally $20, is on sale for $15, and the Nerf Doomlands Vagabond, originally $25, is on sale for $20. Target also has the Nerf Doomlands 2169 Lawbringer, originally $33, marked down to $25. Amazon has the Nerf Rebel Mission Central App Rail Mount, originally $15, marked down to $5, and they have the Nerf Mega Thunderhawk, originally $50, on sale for $35. Walmart has the Fortnite SPL, originally $20, on sale for $13, and the Fortnite HCE, originally $15, on sale for $12. At both Walmart and Target, the Nerf Fortnite ARL, originally $50, is on sale for $40, and at Target, the Nerf Fortnite TS, originally $40, is on sale for $30. Finally, Amazon has the Boomco Dart Holder accessory for just $5. As always, I've got coupon codes for you. If you make a purchase from PlayRect, use the coupon code FOAMCAST for 15% off. If you make a purchase from Blaster Wraps, use coupon code FOAMCAST for 20% off. If you make a purchase from Flux Sunglasses, use the coupon code FLUXCAST10 for 10% off. And a friend of mine used this recently and confirmed that it's still active. And if you make a purchase from SM Enterprises, use the coupon code FOAMCAST for 10% off. As always, don't forget to join my Facebook fan group, FOAMCAST Radio Fans, where I post giveaways from all the different blaster manufacturers and mod companies. Here's where I normally would tell you your battle space intel, but unfortunately there are no events this week. But make sure you're following at FOAMCAST Radio on Twitter for critical mission updates. And to make sure your event gets mentioned on the podcast, visit foamcastradio.com/intel. FOAMCAST Radio is supported by Hobby King. When I need a new battery for my latest blaster build, my favorite place to go is Hobby King. I can put in the exact specs and dimensions I want, and Hobby King gives me a list of candidates at incredibly affordable prices. Every flywheel build I make has a battery in it from Hobby King because I can count on them to fit perfectly and have the discharge rating and capacity I need for maximum performance and reliability. You can get 100 reward points when you create your Hobby King account for free right now. Take advantage of this offer exclusively available to FOAMCAST Radio listeners by going to foamcastradio.com/hobbyking. Once again, to get 100 reward points, go to foamcastradio.com/hobbyking and create your Hobby King account for free right now. Thanks to Hobby King for supporting FOAMCAST Radio. Hey everybody, it's time for your counterintelligence contest. In 2 weeks, I'll be giving away a Nexus Pro Spring Spacer provided by my sponsor SM Enterprises. To enter, go to foamcastradio.com/win and enter the keyword corner. That's foamcastradio.com/win and enter the keyword corner. This contest is open to entries from the US and Canada. And remember, officer level supporters on Patreon are automatically entered. Stay tuned for more giveaways. And if you have something you'd like to give away to one of my listeners, send me an email at info@foamcastradio.com. All right, everybody. This week, I'm really excited to be talking to Brian Sturdivant. He's the creative director at Primetime Toys, which is the manufacturer of the Dart Zone blasters. And you might recognize his name because he's been on the podcast a couple of times before. Back on episode 64, before the release of the Dart Zone Mark I, back after it had been announced. And then again on episode 78, after the Mark I had started to ship to customers. Brian, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited to talk to you about your latest big splash in the blaster market, the Nexus Pro. But just in case, I've got some listeners out there who maybe have been living under a rock and don't know anything about the Nexus Pro. Can you just give us a brief rundown description of the blaster itself?
Well, we've been pretty busy, as you can see. The Nexus Pro is the ultimate dart blaster that we could envision that you would buy in store. We've been making dart blasters with Dart Zone, and then we made the Dart Zone Pro last year, which was really a hobby-grade blaster. This Nexus Pro is the ultimate dart blaster, which basically delivers cross-compatibility with ammo, with magazines, and delivers the same pro performance that people have learned to accept and to love. And I think we've done a few things that make people start to kind of think what come next. So I'm excited to talk about what we got going on today. And then we're also thinking about what we're going to be going next in our pro line.
Absolutely. And I definitely want to hear more about what's coming down the pike. Before we get to that, though, let's stick to the Nexus Pro for a little bit, because this is a, like I said, a big deal in the hobby, and people are really excited about it. I've got mine sitting next to me. But a lot of people out there already own a Dart Zone Pro Mark I, and maybe they're wondering what the differences are between that and the Nexus Pro. So can you kind of take us through some of the key differences between those two blasters?
Well, I think the key difference is that the Pro Blaster still has a metal barrel that is really designed to work with the bamboo Pro Darts for a really, really super tight air seal. With our Pro Darts that we call now kind of the bamboo design with their ridges on them and their heat press foam, you get a little bit of a different tolerance, and you get a little more accuracy, and you get a little more higher FPS on the high end. The Nexus Pro provides you that kind of entry point to a hobby grade blaster with the compatibility to shoot waffle tip darts, to shoot standard Adventure Force Pro darts, and then also it does work with the bamboo darts as well. So it's a little bit of a more of an open system where it kind of allows the stuff to work with a little bit of everything. And the Dart Zone Pro is still kind of designed for that kind of person who wants the more customized, higher end design where the tolerances are really geared and designed to work with the Dart Zone Pro darts.
Yeah, I definitely can attest to the fact that the Nexus Pro, I definitely can attest to the fact that the Mark I feels a lot sturdier, almost chunkier. It's a little bit heavier. It has those metal priming bars and, you know, those different metal parts inside, whereas the Nexus Pro feels a little bit lighter, but it's still an incredible blaster. They both are. And so I have to ask, considering the fact that the Mark I was already out there and you already have a catalog of Springers available, how did the Nexus Pro actually come to be?
Well, I think that you can see we have with the Dart Zone Pro, I think I shared this with you during the last time we talked. We wanted to show our capabilities to the market of what Dart Zone can do and deliver. And we did that. And of course, it brought attention and recognition from some of our key partners, particularly Walmart and their Adventure Force brand. So there was early buy-in from them on developing a blaster that they could bring to market first with an exclusive launch. And that really was kind of a partnership with them. It was, you know, them understanding where the hobby was going and the interest in half-length dart blasters. And we just really got an opportunity. Now, I don't think we would have been given that opportunity without having done so well with them to kind of building the Adventure Force brand since 2016 and introducing several items that actually received their top rated by kids recognition from the Light Command and then the V-Twin, which is last year. So just a lot of long lead time work and partnership. And that kind of really gave us an opportunity for it to come to be so to the market so fast. And we think all parties are going to be very pleased with the results.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that there is somebody at Walmart screaming for more Nexus Pros and more Pro Darts to be produced because they just keep selling out constantly. It's interesting that you mention that because I sort of suspected that this was kind of Walmart's idea after seeing the success of the Mark One. Is that accurate? Did they kind of approach you and say, hey, we want a blaster like this that we can put in our store?
Well, I think that we were doing two different things at the same time and the stars aligned. Number one, we were always looking for the next generation, the evolution of what Adventure Force was going to be. And we had the Dart Zone Pro able to be previewed with them and reviewed with them early last summer, like just the time it got launched. And they saw it the same time the consumer saw it. And you know what? There was just enough of a confidence between us at Dart Zone and what Walmart had built with Adventure Force over the last years, it made sense to work together. So I think I have always felt that from a brand, from a product development company perspective, if you build quality product, people will recognize it. But it's when you do that consistently and do it over time, you build up that trust, and then you can get to do something a little more unique and interesting. Because I think this is naturally where Walmart is wanting to move its private brand products. They want to be on the front edge, and they want to have first to market opportunities. So they got good partners like ourselves, and we just kind of, you know, we don't have to wait around and wait for that, you know, opportunity to come up. We just got our heads down and we're ready to keep on making more products. And the thing is, we learn and listen from everything that we hear from our fans, from the comments. You know, as the hobby, as a community, are going to be helped driving this as much as anything. You guys get a chance to kind of interject, and we will be able to respond as fast as possible based on your feedback. You know, it's not the easiest to build multiple blasters and do it quickly and do it well, but I think we're trying to prove that we can do a lot and raise the expectations of what Dart Zone is here for.
Well, I definitely think that Dart Zone has raised the bar on the Adventure Force brand because for a long time, I think it was sort of associated with kind of the cheapest budget blasters that weren't very good and they would fall apart. And then I think that you guys bringing out some really awesome blasters, especially recently under that Adventure Force brand, have kind of raised the bar on that and increased what people can expect from the Adventure Force brand. So it makes sense that Walmart would want to partner with you more and produce these sort of groundbreaking blasters like the Nexus Pro.
And I think that, you know, this, we're just starting that. So like we've done a couple different things this year to kind of raise the profile of the brand, where there's a lot of people we don't have to educate about the products. We know people that they're waiting for this. They've got their Mach 1. They've got their other Dart Zone blasters. And Nexus Pro is the natural item to upgrade to. But, you know, I think that, you know, where our long-term goal is to change the mindset of consumers that, you know, we know that our big national brand is out there still doing as much as possible to innovate. But we just have always looking for an opportunity to have equal footing. And we are, you know, we're here and we're here to stay. And we'll, you know, keep on trying new stuff. And I think as long as we stay focused on product as king and don't get too distracted on, you know, other things, I'm pretty confident in our ability, but I hope that we get to have some fun doing it at the same time.
Absolutely. And you mentioned earlier that you're always listening and learning from the community. What were some lessons that Dart Zone learned from the Mark One and then incorporated those lessons into the development of the Nexus Pro?
I think the first thing we learned was there were some other existing platforms in place. I call that like Magwell designs and sizes that we felt that needed to be updated on the Nexus Pro for the largest compatibility and cross compatibility, because that's what we were very keen on when we were developing our first line of blasters is that how our darts themselves were cross-compatible. Darts are, will remain cross-compatible, but we wanted to make sure that as many of the components of the blaster were such. And particularly, you notice that Dartsun had not made magazine blasters up until the Nexus Pro and the Mach 1 from Dartsun Pro. So, you know, we had to, you know, we had a little bit of a learning curve there, and we're, you know, we're adapting to that. And so going forward, you know, we're making that a standard. There are certain things that, you know, it's not able to, you know, modify and immediately change on existing products, but we know that we're working through that, and people, you know, give us time, we'll make sure that we can give you the largest cross compatibility that we can, and go from there.
So speaking of cross compatibility, one of the things that I noticed messing around with the new magazines and the adapter was that they are compatible with other blasters from other manufacturers. And this is not typical behavior from a blaster manufacturer. In the past, we've seen companies try to make their magazines more proprietary and not work with competing blasters. So in your case, like, what was the business case for this? What was your logic?
Well, I think it's, we don't see at this point in time much need to kind of like nitpick like the small stuff. So like, yes, we can, you know, everybody wants to create their own ecosystem of accessories, and we'd love the people to buy Dartsun Pro or Adventure Force Pro product exclusively. And I think that over time we can get there. But I think for us is that, you know, the blaster itself has to speak for itself. So the blaster is where we put our energy and effort into. So we want to make blasters that are unique, exclusive. Very little do we ever reshell blasters. We work on unique mechanisms, a lot of design and styling that kind of takes us, you know, much longer to think about, because we want things to feel natural. We want things to feel organic. So, for example, I'm talking about another blaster that we launched this year, which was the Villainator. We have been successful with our drum blaster that we sell to Target exclusively, which is the Dartsun Magnum. And it's a 40-round drum. It's has slam fire built in. It's a large, impressive blaster at $20. And we've been looking for a long time to kind of what would be the next generation for that, but also be something that would be unique and exclusive to be able to bring to our other partner, which is Walmart in this case. So we ended up making something that looks like a Tommy gun with a pump action tactical handle and a slam fire built in and its own detachable drum. You know what? And so far that's been well received. So a lot of times for us, it's the blaster and the look and the aesthetics and the organic look of the blaster we put our energy into. And then when we get down to it, you know, we think about the magazines and saying, if magazines are cross compatible with other stuff, that is another reason for somebody who wants to pick up the blaster, a Nexus Pro. Until we're able to sell mag refills, it's an easier way for them to get into the blaster, to get into the brand, get into the product. And then we'll work on the next blaster in the line and go from there. I think a lot of that is just by nature, is that we focus on the products, the blasters, and then the accessories come later naturally. Some companies focus on the other side. They want to focus on what they can sell as accessories, and they build the blasters to support that. But that hasn't necessarily been our history, and I'm not sure it's in our DNA, and I don't think it's going to change. I think that's kind of how we focus and want to stay relevant and stay unique.
Well, I definitely think it's a smart decision to make your magazines and your accessories cross-compatible and make your blasters compatible with other things too. You know, that way someone who is looking at buying one of your products isn't being forced to choose between different brands, you know, rather than having some magazines for one blaster and some magazines for another blaster. They can just have a bunch of magazines that work with all of them. And I think that is sort of the ideal scenario. So I think that was really smart for Dartsun to kind of make that decision. But that leads me to another question. This is one that's been coming up, and people have been kind of curious as to why this decision was made, or you know, what's the deal here? Your new adapter with the Nexus Pro famously not only works with the included half-length Dart magazine, it also works with the Worker Talon magazine and the Jet Katana magazine, but weirdly, it doesn't work with the magazine that was included with the Dart Zone Pro Mark One. Was there a particular reason for that?
I believe the design is that once we started to move towards the design of the Nexus Pro magazines, the kind of coming the evolution or the new vision of what the standard magazine is going to be. And by the time we kind of have built the MK1 and we're kind of we're really chasing the demand, that, you know, we were sold out much of our spring on Target.com, who had kind of also based on the success of what we did last year, you know, wanted to get in on the action. You know, we kind of had to maybe delay those modifications, those changes that could come from a tooling update. So a little bit of this is just the nature of reacting to demand, wanting to make our partners, our retail partners happy, and thinking and knowing down the road that we're going to be able to, you know, square the circle. We're going to be able to think get everything to back to a more cross-compatible dynamics. A little bit is just not being able to get all that done just this year before the Nexus Pro was launched, because Nexus Pro was coming. We knew the Nexus Pro was coming to market as early as last December. We knew that we were focusing on that really soon. At the same time, we were trying to react to another opportunity. So you got to kind of remain flexible and not try to let the small things hold you up. But we do know that that's something that we can address. It's not really a best answer I could give everybody, but some things just something happened based on the time and the priorities. And that was one of them that we said we'll be able to get back to that in the maybe the back half of 2020.
So it sounds like it certainly wasn't intentional to make the earlier magazines not compatible.
Correct.
Now, you also mentioned earlier, you briefly mentioned magazine refills. Does this mean that the Nexus Pro magazines are going to be available sold separately?
There's hope to that to be happening. I don't have anything that I can commit to, and I think that's the thing I like to be able to communicate to the community is like an actual availability date. So there's nothing that I can say, yes, that is 100% a go, but I definitely think that the early success of Nexus Pro makes all these topics potentially available and open for consideration going forward. So I think I'm positive in thinking that that could be a good chance. I just don't know the details of when that would happen just yet.
And then, of course, we've also seen the half-length darts on Walmart shelves already. Are we going to see full-length darts on the shelf as well?
Well, that's kind of an interesting case, is that we know that the Waffle Tips, the Dart Zone, and the Adventure Force darts, which are sold at Walmart, are kind of are very successful and very capable of working with the Nexus Pro. So we kind of have, it's really based on the interest of the market. And you know, right now, the Adventure Force darts are the best value. You can buy 200 of them full length for $9.97 at Walmart every day. And then the natural discussion was, well, if you're selling Nexus Pro blasters, at the same time, you want those blasters to be able to help to buy half-length darts as well. So we haven't necessarily want to migrate away from the Waffle Tip, because we think those are the best value we can deliver to the market. And then at the same time, when we sold them, we sold full-length Pro darts and half-length darts together on our website. The largest comment we got back so far was, when are we going to sell half-length dart separately? So it's a question of, you know, where's the market demand take us? So I think at this point, it's still open for debate if if there's an interest for a pro quality full-length dart as a standalone item. But if your audience, you know, has any interest or feedback on that, we'll definitely like to learn and listen and kind of see where everybody's appetite is, because we're still learning. Because that's kind of the decision of what everybody likes for ammo is kind of like, you know, it's like Coke or Pepsi. Some people like half length, some people like full length, and it just, you know, depends on where it all breaks down in the end.
Well, I definitely have more questions for you about the Nexus Pro and your other blasters. Before we get to those, though, I've got a quick message from one of my hand-selected sponsors, and then we'll be right back. Foamcast Radio is supported by Rekt Blasters. Play Rekt and shoot faster and farther with CO2-powered dart blasters. Choose the Op-6, a powerful single-shot pistol, or wield the magazine-fed pump-action Op-4, powered by dual CO2 cartridges and compatible with the leading brand's magazines. Be sure to use coupon code FOAMCAST at playrekt.com for 15% off your purchase. That's PLAYREKT.com. Thanks to Rekt Blasters for supporting Foamcast Radio. All right, everybody, I am back with Brian Sturdivant, creative director at Primetime Toys. A minute ago, we were talking about the Nexus Pro, and we were talking about the magazines. Now I want to swivel a little bit to a different topic. One of the things that I've noticed is that Darzone is starting to create an accessory ecosystem, stocks and sights and different attachments. And I noticed that the Pro Series blasters feature Picatinny rails and the M4 buffer tubes for attaching stocks rather than the new proprietary connections that we're seeing on other blasters. Is this going to be a differentiation between the Pro Series and your other Darzone blasters?
Yeah, I think so. I think that at this point in time, you know, there's a distinction between the lines. The Pro Series has an opportunity for a lot more customization, where a lot of people are bringing accessories that they've spent a lot of money on and wanting to put onto their Pro Blaster. And then when you get into items like the Spectrum and the Villainator, whose individually have detachable stocks and they're cross-compatible with each other, it comes down to, you know, the ability to create variety and nuance and compatibility and kind of like, but do it in a way that is more designed for cost and for, you know, our standard Darzone line versus the Pro line. The Pro line, we have a little more flexibility to do some more higher end adjustments. And you just don't always have that flexibility when you're working with something and you're trying to hit a $20 retail every day. So we kind of pick and choose where you can be creative and kind of also create a mechanism for people to, you know, use their parts. So we don't want to go down the road of messing with other companies, you know, designs or mechanisms that are patented or whatever. It's one way for us to kind of build our own little system that people can kind of customize across their Darzone blasters.
So with this in mind, can we expect more accessories that fit the rails and the stock tube of the Pro Series blasters? Is that something that you're considering making?
Yeah, I think we do want to make more interesting accessories. And I think the initial success of MK1 led us quickly to be able to talk about internally what we were going to do with the Nexus Pro. And I think you could say that Nexus Pro's early success has also given us a lot more ability to carve out a niche and a direction for the Pro line quickly. So I think that I wouldn't expect much more from an accessory standpoint in 2020, but I think you can expect a lot more from us in 2021.
Now, another thing that people have noticed with the Nexus Pro is that it has compatibility with some existing barrel attachments already made within the hobby by other companies. Was this something that you did intentionally, or was it just kind of a happy accident?
I think that everything that we do is kind of has some intent to it, in the sense of, like, we take a step back when we're designing a new blaster and we look at it from the standpoint of saying, what is needed and necessary to deliver the performance, which for us was the focus on the accuracy, the distance, and the ease in which to load the blaster. Because one of the things too is we don't want something that's very difficult for a large audience to be able to load and to play with. So that's the focus. And then those other things is that we're trying to be consumers and of content as much as anybody. So we look at things that are shared from people that are doing mod guides and different attachments. And we just look at it and say, hey, if that's something that can give us a little more flexibility, we'll take it. We'll try to incorporate it into the design as much as possible. So I feel very confident in our design team is trying to get out as much as from behind their desk and actually get in front of other consumers and find out what they want. So, like, you know, we're trying to be just a little bit ahead of the curve from our peers and making sure that we delivered that little bit extra that kind of gives people a little more confidence to support Darzone, such as we didn't necessarily think that you had to ship replacement O-rings in our Pro Series blasters, but he said, why not? So we did that, and then it came a question of, well, where are we going to put them? So we kind of had a simple design attachment to put them in the back of the stock on the Nexus Pro, and then on the MK1, they're actually, you know, hidden in the back of the butt of the stock itself. So, you know, those little things that we try to do just to give you a little bit more and deliver a little bit more where we can. And, you know, I think that at least so far that's been well received, and we're thinking about what we could do next in that vein.
And speaking about extra compatibility, you know, people have been amazed to realize the different types of ammo that are out there that this works with, that it kind of seems like maybe that, again, was an accident, or maybe it was done on purpose.
I think on the ammo side, we definitely set out with to build something that was the most compatible with ammo as well. Because we know that our darts that we make, our waffle tips and our pro blasters, both versions that we sell to, one we sell to Walmart and the ones that we have, which are our patented bamboo design, we know that those are quality, and we know that the effort that we get into them to deliver consistency and accuracy, and they to work good again and again. So we don't really want to focus too much on time on, you know, limiting people's ability to have to buy that ammo. We just kind of know that if we build it and people know that our ammo is affordable and also quality, that's how we kind of get the consumer to be loyal supporters, is that we're not looking to take your money unnecessarily and mark it up to build a different ammo system or something like that. We do want to do our part to make sure that we're delivering value. But we also know that with the consumer, once the price compare, they do know there's a difference when they're buying a Dart Zone dart. And I think that the long term, that's our goal, is to make sure that people want to go and buy our darts. And if we buy our darts, you're going to help. You'd be interested in buying our blasters. And then from there, you know, we get more opportunities to be creative and do some fun stuff. I know we haven't talked too much about it this year, but we do have new stuff coming out this year in 2020. And it's coming to the market soon. So I'm not able to talk about it at this moment in time, but I do think that people will be continuing to be excited and supported. So, you know, the Nexus Pro is just the tip of the iceberg, so to speak.
Well, that's very exciting. And I definitely agree with the spirit of giving the consumer choice and not necessarily locking them down to one specific brand or another. I think that's a great strategy to employ. And so I think that's really cool. And I know you mentioned that you've got some stuff coming up, and, you know, obviously there are some things that you can't talk about until there's an official announcement. But are there any sort of teases or anything that you can give us about what might be coming along for the Pro Series?
Well, I do think there's two things that I've sit there and I'm going to share with you today, is that there's a lot of customers are asking us about what's coming to Canada this year. And I would say that there is a Pro Blaster coming to Canada in October. And we'll be talking more about that starting in the month of September. We can't wait to debut that item. And but that's something that we want to make sure that the people who are friends to the North are able to get in on the action. And then we're also, we're looking to do some more stuff on our own platform for dartzoneblasters.com, you know, introduce some a new blaster, maybe an MK2 this year as well. So we got those two things coming down the pipe, and I think that we're really excited about, ready to show those to the audience. So we're, you know, Nexus Pro is in stores, if you can find it. But we know that there's more coming, and we want people to, if you have any problems or any questions about locating one or when it will be available back online, just reach out to us directly at Dart Zone Blasters on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll be able to help you out. So, you know, we're here for multiple reasons. So we can here to talk about what's new. We also can help you make your shopping a little bit easier if we can.
Awesome. And you mentioned Facebook and Instagram, but of course you have some other social media too. Can you just quickly run down the line and mention all the different platforms where people can find you?
Yes, it's Dart Zone Blasters. So it's at Dart Zone Blasters on Facebook and also Instagram. And then also if you go to YouTube, we're at Dart Zone Blasters as well. So youtube.com/DartZoneBlasters.
Awesome. And then, of course, that one final question that I ask every guest at the end of an interview. Brian, what is your favorite blaster?
Well, I was actually thinking about this question because I knew that it was going to be asked to me again. Last time I made comments to you that it was going to be, it had some of our old DNA of the Power Strike 48 or the old Punisher that we have from Toys R Us. I think my favorite blaster at this point in time is the Nexus Pro, because it's what brought us here to talk today together, is that I think that the evolution of the hobby and Dart Zone's participation in the hobby is going to forever change by the introduction of Nexus Pro for many reasons. Number one, it's a top line blaster at a retail that hasn't been seen before, but it's also giving us a lot of different brand recognition, and comes with more opportunities. So I think that today, my favorite blaster at this point in time is the Nexus Pro for what it's all given us the opportunity to get creative on. As a product designer and a marketer and thinking about where to go next, you want to have opportunities and you want to be able to make stuff cool and new. And, you know, that's what, and it's when these times present themselves, that's when you get to be able to play in that sandbox a little bit longer than if you were, you know, just trying to get in on the shelf. So it's a natural evolution. And I want to say thank you to everybody that's been supportive of us. Feel like I know many of the people who attend the events. I've gotten to put a name to a face. Thank you for all the feedback you guys have given us throughout this time. And I think that, you know, if you thought Nexus Pro was cool, I think what we're bringing to the market next, you'll think is cooler. And then from there, it just keeps on. You just got to keep on working. No one really cares about your latest and greatest hit. They want to know what's next. So that's kind of like the blessing and the curse, so to speak, is you got to think about where to go next. At the same time, you're trying to focus on delivering what you need right now.
Awesome. Brian, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you. And again, you can reach me directly on Facebook. A lot of times I'm monitoring the Facebook comment sections and channels. So if there's any question, bring it to us and we'll make sure that we have a chance to answer.
All right, everybody. If you want to hear the pre- and post-interview conversation I had with Brian, Patreon supporters have access right now to the uncut War Room audio that's over an hour long. Remember last episode's action item question asking what you'd like to see in future Dart Zone blasters? Well, I went through almost every single comment and Brian responded to them. Before I sign off, I've got a new action item for you. Head to the Foamcast Radio fans group and answer this question. What blaster would you like to come back next in the Zombie Strike Caution series? There are already some great answers, so head over there and add yours. Thanks to Blaster Wraps, Hobby King, and Play Wrecked for sponsoring this episode. Every single one of my sponsors supports this hobby by supporting Foamcast Radio, so please support the podcast by supporting my sponsors. You can find a complete listing of all my sponsors at foamcastradio.com/sponsors. Thanks to Brian Sturtevant from Primetime Toys for being my guest this week, and thanks to my supporters on Patreon. If you liked this episode, please consider becoming a supporter on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. Rewards include shoutouts, suggesting questions for upcoming guests, automatic entry in every counterintelligence contest, and more. You can sign up and directly support future episodes of the podcast at patreon.com/foamcastradio. You heard me thank the officers at the top of the show, but I also need to thank the junior officers. These are people who give $5 or more per month. Foam Focus and Slater. And the recruits. None to thank right now, but these are people who give $1 or more per month. And finally, thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the battlefield.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to make sure you won't miss a single episode. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so it's easy to follow us and share this episode with your friends. You can also find us at foamcastradio.com, where you can view the show notes, order merch, and more. Tune in next week for a brand new episode of Foamcast Radio.
This is a Redeemed Recordings production. Copyright Redeemed Recordings 2020. Find more ritual content at redeemedrecordings.com.